Welcome to Muffed. Let's break down the year. Muffed! Josh Jacobs finished 2025 as the number 13 running back in total points per reception scoring and the number 10 back in points per game. That's a second straight year of locked in starter production in Green Bay, built almost entirely on one thing, touchdowns. Jacobs didn't break long runs. He didn't dominate the receiving game. He didn't dust defenders in space. What he did was finish drives, tied for fourth in the entire league with 13 rushing scores. In a Packers offense that ranked fourth in total offensive expected points added, Jacobs was the guy they fed when the field got short, and he cashed in often enough to live as a back end number one running back every week he was upright.
Now let's dig into the numbers, and the numbers explain everything. Jacobs ran 234 times for 929 yards across 15 games, exactly four a carry, and his rushing yards over expected came in at -7.3, ranking 37th among qualified runners. Translation, slightly below average per carry, and the volume wasn't elite either. The receiving role was modest, 36 catches on 44 targets for 282 yards on a 10% target share, fine, but nothing that props up a floor. So the fantasy value was almost pure touchdown equity, and that made him boom or bust by design. The game log screams it. Four games above 19 points, including a 32-point eruption against the Bengals and a 31.7 against the Cowboys, but also a 4.0 at the Giants, a 4.8 at the Bears in week 16, and a 1.3 against the Ravens in week 17. When the touchdowns came, he was a league winner. When they didn't, he was a zero. No middle.
The play that captured the whole season came in week 15 at Denver. Third quarter, first and 10 at the Broncos 40. Packers up 16-14. Jacobs took a handoff off left tackle and went the distance. 40 yards, touchdown, nearly four expected points on a single snap. That was the only truly explosive run on his top play leaderboard all year. Everything else was a short yardage or red zone finish from inside the 20. That's Jacobs in 2025 in one image, a touchdown merchant in a high-powered offense, occasionally capable of the bigger play, but earning his fantasy keep at the goal line.
Muffed!
Jacobs smashed another top 13 points per reception running back season as a touchdown finisher in a top 5 offense. The volume was real and the scoring opportunity was elite. The weakness, the data flagged, he was a below average runner per carry with rushing yards over expected at -7.3 and a 37th place finish among qualified backs, meaning the floor lived and died on red zone work rather than efficiency.
That's Josh Jacobs is 2025. One quick note, if you want the same treatment for every player on your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.